for tapes, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday evening, November the 26th, 1994. Thanksgiving weekend, teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook of Tulsa, Oklahoma is the speaker of the evening.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Father, again tonight we stand before you in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Lord, again for this precious time. And Lord, as Robert said, we do surrender our hearts, our minds, our bodies to you, Lord. We thank you for the privilege of coming and being in this camp. And Lord, we thank you for your word tonight. Again, the word is a lamp to our feet, and it's a light to our pathway. And Lord, you said we're to hide this word in our heart that we might not sin against thee. Lord, thank you for your word. And we all said amen. Amen. In Jesus' name. You can be seated. God bless you. Praise the Lord. I was thinking of something that happened to me several years ago. Barbara Walton, who's a friend of Sister and Bill and mine and others, Linda Sutter, she went to Iceland and she slept on this particular bed. And later I came to Iceland and slept on the same bed. And I didn't know it till later, but Barbara told me later she had an encounter with a spirit sleeping on that particular bed in that particular room. Well, I lay down on that same bed later. And I saw a snake come out of the ceiling about that long, about that big around. And it was a spirit. And I rebuked it, and it left. I mean, thank God we have authority. And I wasn't fearful, but it was glaring at me as it came through the ceiling. But I glared back at it in the name of the Lord, not in my strength, but in the Lord. There's another paraphrase one time. It says over in the book of Acts that Paul glared at a man in a paraphrase edition. Well, I was glaring at that spirit. But on that same bed, and I had a warfare, of course, there in Iceland that first time I went. But on that same bed also, God spoke something else to me. But this was positive. And he told me about Samuel. He told me five things about Samuel. And then later he gave me two more things. And he told me that Samuel was a priest. How many know that scripture? And God's raising up kings and or a kingdom of priests. In Revelation chapter 20, Revelation chapter 5, verse 10. And then he told me that Samuel was a prophet. In Revelation 11, God's raising up two prophets, two companies, not just two men. And those two prophets are called the Word and the Spirit. Amen. That's in a people, or the anointed Word in a people. And then God said he was a man child. I mean, Samuel was born a man child. Hannah had prayed. And remember the old order, the priest thought she was drunk on natural wine. Remember that? And she was just pouring out her soul before God. The old order cannot recognize true intercession. And so God gave her a man child. And Revelation 12 tells us God's raising up a man child. And then he said Samuel was an intercessor. And Ezekiel chapter 9, those that intercede and pray against the abomination in the church, said Jerusalem. But how many know we're Jerusalem today? Right. And those that cry and sigh against those abominations, God's sealing them in their foreheads. Yes. And they are the sons of God who seek God, and they'll be sealed by the power of God. Can you say amen? Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Glory. And then the Lord said he was a judge. And Obadiah said, we're going to come upon, now this is by the grace of God, upon Mount Zion, in order to judge the man of Esau, which is the flesh. And how many know we got to judge our flesh first before we can judge anybody else's? Can you say amen? And then the Lord told me that he was the firstborn. Jesus is the firstborn among what? Many brethren. And Paul in Hebrews said that the church was called the church of the firstborn. But the Greek is the firstborn ones. It is plural. God's raising up His firstborn ones. How many believe there's a portion of the firstborn in all of us tonight?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And then He said to me, He said, He's first a picture of the first fruits. In Revelation 14, God is raising up first fruits. Hallelujah. That which comes to maturity first. And it's not pride. I mean, no, the more you have of Jesus, the more you're accountable.
Amen.
Amen. To whom much is given, much is
required.
And these overcomers must stand at the head of the church and fight for the church. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. How many want to be a fighter tonight?
Amen.
Not against one another. We've seen enough of that, haven't we?
Amen. That's right.
If we bite and devour one another, take heed lest you be consumed one of another. We must fight our enemy and know who our enemy is. Amen? Because we have an enemy tonight that hates the church, but the church should hate him. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, how many know that there are many men in the Bible who saw the Lord? Isaiah saw the Lord high and lifted up, didn't he? Stephen saw Jesus. And Jesus, how many know Jesus stood up before Stephen was stoned to death? As he was being stoned, and of course, he received the Spirit. Paul saw Jesus. Ezekiel had visions of God while he was in Babylon like all the others, but the others were moaning and groaning, and Ezekiel went into visions of God. Can you hear that? John on the Isle of Patmos saw the Lord. Hallelujah. Nathaniel saw the Lord. How many want to see the Lord tonight?
Amen.
I want to see Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want to see the Lord. Praise God. Turn to Revelation 1. We was there last night. We're going back tonight. Look at another scripture 2 here. God spoke something to me today we're going to share on. Listen, I thank God for the Holy Ghost tonight.
Amen.
You know, if it wasn't for the Holy Ghost, we wouldn't be here tonight and we'd be on a wrong path, as Robert said a while ago. But I thank God for Jesus, and I thank God for the Father sending the Holy Ghost to us. Amen?
Amen.
Tonight. Praise God. Here in Revelation, look in verse again, verse 9. Chapter 1 of Revelation. I, John, who also am your brother. We're going to see that brother, aren't we? And companion in what now? Good times. Oh, trouble. Affliction. Huh. How many's been in tribulation lately? How many's got out? And notice, 5 ends. In tribulation, in the kingdom. And you can't separate those two. They go together. In and patience of Jesus Christ was in the isle that's called Patmos. That word Patmos means to suffer or to tread underfoot. And then he said, here's why he was there. The devil didn't put him there. How many know in your circumstances the devil didn't put you there either? Come on. God will put you in your circumstances. Who led Jesus into the wilderness? Come on. The Holy Ghost led Jesus into his testing time. And he'll lead you into yours. Now you're going to meet the enemy there. But Jesus is leading us into our testings. And here he was there for the Word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. How many's got a testimony tonight?
Hallelujah.
Well, how many know it's the spirit of prophecy? And John said, here's the other end, 2 ends. I was in the Spirit. And it should be in the Lord's day. John saw the Lord's day like the prophets. So there's 5 ends there. And then he hears the trump of God. Now look in chapter 4 again where we were last night. Chapter 4. And John says in verse 2, as he sees the door open in heaven, he hears the voice, come up hither. Now that's also mentioned in chapter 11 of Revelation. How many want to come up hither? How many want to come up hither? We've been too long down hither. It's time to come up hither. Hallelujah. And I will show thee things that's going to be hereafter. Hallelujah. Now, the key verse of Revelation, before I go any further, the Lord's given me a scripture. Look back to chapter 1. Look in verse 19. Here's the key verse of the book of Revelation. Write the things which thou hast seen.
Yes.
Now, he had just seen the glorified Christ, the head and body, right here in chapter 1. Because when you see Jesus here, how many know you also see the body here as well? He's the head. Come on, we're the body. Amen. And he said in verse 19, write the things you have seen, past tense. He had just seen that vision. Secondly, he said, and the things which are. That's the seven churches that John was about to see. And then he said something else. And the things which shall be hereafter. That's from chapter 4 on. Now let's go back to chapter 4. No more. Chapter 4, verse 2. Immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven. How many believe there's a heaven tonight? I believe heaven is real. I really do. But it's awful hard to bring, to describe heavenly things in a natural setting, isn't it? It would be. But I like to try. Hallelujah. And he said something else. And behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat upon the throne. Now, when we talk about the throne, how many of we're talking about the government of God? We're talking about the authority of God. We're talking about the rulership of God. And we're talking about the place also reserved for the overcomer. Are you hearing me? Now, we know Jesus is on the throne tonight with the Father, but he's desiring to bring forth, come on, this man-child, this end-time people to rule there with him. Amen, on that throne. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. So there is a man with a ministry in the throne. His name is Jesus. And he's raising up a corporate man with a ministry to sit on the throne with him. Who can hear that? And who wants to be part of it? Now, if you're going to rule from the throne, how many know it's going to cost you everything? Are you hearing me? Joseph was stripped 3 times by his half-brothers. How many has ever been stripped by some half-brothers? And thrown in the pit and left for dead. And then he was stripped by the woman, or the, I call her the harlot. It's really what she was. And Joseph was lied upon. And then lastly, he was stripped by his, from his prison garments, and he took the throne second in command. That was a natural throne. But it's a picture of you and I going to the throne. And Joseph was 30 when he began to rule with Pharaoh. Amen? And then David. David was anointed how many times? Who can tell me?
Three times.
The anointing of promise, the anointing of praise, the anointing of power. In the first anointing, he killed one giant. In the third anointing, all the Philistines came out against him. And the Philistine is one who rolls in the dust or the dirt. He's the dust man. And how many know that's the serpent's meat? He likes the dust. Amen? So don't give him a dust sandwich. How do we do that? How do we do that? By slander and accusations, one way. When we begin to slander and accuse one another, the devil begins to eat a dust sandwich. Hallelujah. How many know the word devil means is diabolos, the slanderer? That's his name. That's what it means. And so, David is anointed 3 times. And on the 3rd time, all the Philistines come out against him. Now, the higher you go, how many of the more fire you walk through? The higher you go, the greater the testing. But how many know the higher you go, the more power you have in God to overcome your enemies? Can you say amen? And David ruled 40 years, just like Saul ruled 40 years. Solomon ruled 40 years. That's 120. And 120 is when you come to the end of your flesh and you begin to walk in the Holy Ghost. My, I've taught on the 120. I mean, it was in the upper room. And then you got the upper room over in Chronicles, 2 Chronicles. Remember the power of God that came into the temple and the priest couldn't enter because of the power of God. And they were on their face, 120 trumpets sounding. Hallelujah. It's time to see the cloud again, isn't it?
Hallelujah.
I want to see the cloud. But I want to see the one above the cloud as well. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And David was 30 when he begins to rule. And then Jesus, we know, coming up out of the river. The Spirit coming upon him. The heavens opened. The Spirit come upon him like in the form of a dove. And Jesus goes forth into ministry after his testing in the wilderness. And how old was Jesus when he began? 30 years of age. How many know you had to be 30 to become a priest? 30 is sonship. Hallelujah. 30 is maturity. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah. Now, how many don't want to take the throne? Or you want to just live on the earth plane? Go to Psalms. I want to show you now some scripture that the Holy Ghost gave me today. He's given me all this so far. Praise God. I started praying. I walked outside of my room there at Glenn's house and was out there in the garage walking. And I said, Lord, what do I preach? And he began to give it to me. So we're just beginning to share a little of it. Psalms 24. Psalms 24 in verse 3. He's asked the question. I prophesied this morning. Part of it. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Question mark. Who's going to be able to go to the hill of the Lord? What is the hill of the Lord? It is Zion. Zion is the seventh letter in the Hebrew, somebody told me. And God in Obadiah, again, he's bringing forth a people on Mount Zion who's going to judge the Mount of Esau. Revelation 14, there's a people on Mount Zion. Amen? Called 144,000. They're not Jehovah's Witnesses. And 12 by 12 is 144 by 10 by 10 by 10. That's 144,000. 10 by 10 by 10 is the dimension of the Holy of Holies. And that's who God's raising up, a Holy of Holies people in this end time. Are you hearing me? He said, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands. That's your work life. That's your work. It's what you touch. How many of you got to touch the right things? Come on. And a pure heart. And the pure in heart shall see God. Who hath not lifted up his soul to vanity nor sworn deceitfully. So God said, if you want to ascend to the hill of the Lord, you got to have clean hands and your heart has got to be pure. How many want a pure heart? Let me tell you, there are things in our hearts we do not know that's there. How many know that the spirit or the heart, however you want to say it, is a dumping ground many times from your emotions? I know people say conscious mind or subconscious mind, but I'm saying it this way. Your spirit is a dumping ground from your emotions. How many know we have problems in our emotions at times? And we can't always handle them, so we just dump them down in our spirit. Now, hold your place. Look in 2 Chronicles 7. 2 Corinthians 7. A little like. 2 Corinthians 7, verse 1. Having therefore these promises, the word of God. How many know every promise in the book is ours? Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us, you and me, cleanse ourselves from all filthiness or pollution of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Hallelujah. God wants us to be clean inside and outside. Are you hearing me? And I'm saying that our spirit is a dumping ground many times from our emotions. We go through emotional traumas or situations, and we just dump it into our spirit. And we get. How many know that there's a lot of wounds in people's hearts? And I want to tell you, the greatest healing tonight is more than physical. I thank God for the physical healing. Don't misunderstand me. But I tell you, there are hearts that need to be healed by the Holy Ghost. I mean, when the Holy Ghost heals your heart, you're healed. I'm not talking about the organ. I'm talking about your spirit. And so many need to be healed. But he said here, those who have clean hands and a pure heart, they will ascend to the hill of the Lord. Praise God. Now, go to another scripture with me. Go over to Acts chapter 2. Notice the word ascend. Those who will ascend are what now? Give it to me. Number one, what is it? Clean what? Clean hands and a? Pure heart. Good, you got it. All right, now, let's go over to Acts 2. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 2 and verses 34. And the scripture says this. For David is not ascended. But where's David tonight? He's in the heavens with Jesus. How many believe that? How many know soul sleep is not taught in the Bible? When you die, you go to hell or heaven. Come on now. You don't wait down the road somewhere and come alive. I mean, no, you're more alive when you die as you are here. Only you're in the spirit realm. But he says in this verse, David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord said to my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. Otherwise, the Father is saying to Jesus, Jesus, sit here at my right hand until all enemies, come on, are put under the footstool or the feet. Praise God. I may believe there's some enemies yet to be put under the footstool. He's the head, we're the feet. Satan must be bruised under our feet shortly, right? All right, now turn to Ephesians. Turn to Ephesians. Hallelujah. Chapter 4. Look in verse 8. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended, that means he had pure hands, come on, and clean hands and a pure heart. Isn't that right? When he ascended upon high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now he that ascended, what is it but that he also descended first? You want to go up? You better go down. If I want to go up, I better go down. Because if we humble our hearts before the Lord, he will raise us up. But if we lift up ourselves like the devil did in pride, we will fall. And how many know many will fall because of pride? Revelation, the stars are falling. Pride will bring us down. But if we go down, the Lord, come on, will bring us up. How many believe that tonight? Now look at this verse. It says in that scripture now, notice, in verse 9. Now that he ascended, what is it? But that he also descended first in the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, above all heavens, above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And then, of course, he gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, and teachers. Why? For the perfecting or the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till or until we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge or the acknowledging of the Son of God unto a perfect or literally mature, full-aged man unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Hallelujah. Now, go to another scripture. Go to John chapter 3. John 3. Now look at the word of sin in all these scriptures I'm giving you. John 3 verse 12. Jesus said to a person here, Nicodemus, in verse 12, if I have told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? There's a lot of things the Lord wants to tell us. But how many don't get to receive heavenly things? We've got to live in the heavenlies. And we are there by faith. Amen? Hallelujah. Verse 13. No man hath ascended up to heaven. No man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven. What's his name?
Jesus.
Even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And he's standing right there on earth. And yet he's living in heaven. He's walking in the heavenlies. Hallelujah. And yet he's walking here on the earth as well. Amen? How many know God wants us to come to the place where we're walking here and yet living there?
Amen.
Well, that realm is more real than this realm, even though we're here. Oh, hallelujah. Glory. Now, let me give you another scripture. Look at John 20. Robert, you getting all these scriptures down? John, Robert's got his fingers going. John 20. And look at verse 16. This is after the resurrection of Jesus here. Verse 16. And it says, Revelation 20. Yeah, that's right. Jesus said to her, Mary. She thought he was a gardener, remember? And she turned herself and said to him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. And Jesus said to her, touch me not. Literally, don't cling to me. Or don't hinder me. For I'm not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Hallelujah. He did it right then. And then 40 days later, he did it again. Who can hear that tonight? Hallelujah. Now, turn to Revelation 11. There's somebody else going to ascend. Anybody want to ascend? You know, the devil said, I will ascend. God said, no, you won't. There's only one man. Now listen, God took Elijah to heaven. God took Enoch. God took John to the throne. But there's only one that has ever ascended. His name is Jesus. But in this end time, God has another people that's going to ascend, just like Jesus. Who can hear that? Hallelujah. And here's what you have to see. I want to throw it out right now. The two witnesses, Revelation 11, the man-child, chapter 12, the 144,000, chapter 14, are the same people. Hallelujah. Now chew on that a while. Chapter, the 144,000 in Revelation 14, the two witnesses in Revelation 11, and the man-child in chapter 12 are the same people. They are the overcomers. Now, in chapter 11, hallelujah, verse 1, and there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood saying, rise, measure the temple of God. Now, we saw in Ephesians, we must come up to the measurement of the stature, come on, of the fullness of Christ. Isn't that right? And in chapter 11, this is the beginning of the tribulation. Uh-oh. Well, I thought I was going to be called out here, Robert. Well, I used to preach that, used to believe that, and got mad when I heard the other. But God soon got me over my anger, and I watched a few others get angry. But he said, rise and measure the temple of God. Hallelujah. How many know we're not talking about a building tonight? God didn't dwell in temples made with hands. God has a people called the temple of God. Rise and measure this temple. So here is the beginning of the tribulation. And somebody said, well, how do you know when the tribulation will start? When you see this people rise up with the ministry Jesus had, you'll know it started. You know, people's looking for earthquakes, looking for wars, you know, or something else. But I'm looking for the sons of God to arise with power that will bring Satan down and that will finish the job. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord. Can you say amen? Amen. And so there's a people measured, called the temple of God, the altar. Let me ask, is the temple of God just two people? No. No, this is a corporate people here we're talking about. We're talking about worshipers worldwide. And notice the altar and them that worship therein. So there's somebody measured, there's somebody worshiping God. Then the next verse. But the court that's without the temple, leave it out. Because in the outer court you have sin, you have self. Where is the bulk of Christianity tonight? It is in the outer court, brethren. Most Christians, if we could see as God sees, is living in the outer court. You can speak in tongues and be in the outer court. Are you hearing me? The court that's without the temple, leave it out, measure not. It is given to the Gentiles. So it's here in verse 2, somebody's not measured and somebody's not worshiping. Who can hear that? And the holy city shall they tread underfoot 40 and 2 months, that's 3.5 years. And that's how long the tribulation is. It's not 7 years. Sorry. Well, I'm glad it's not seven. If I'm going to be here, if the Lord lets me be here, I'd rather have it 3.5 than 7, wouldn't you? Jesus took the first 3.5 years of ministry according to Daniel chapter 9, and he left 3.5 years for the sons of God, the overcomers, at the end of this age. The earth again will see the ministry of our Lord through a people called the overcomers. Oh, hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. And it says here in verse 3, in this time of the Antichrist, this time of great tribulation, even coming against the church, God's raising a people up that's going to bring tribulation upon the world. Can you hear that? And in verse 3, he says, I will give power to my two martyrs, my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy. Oh, hallelujah. How long are they going to prophesy? 3.5 years. 1,203 score days clothed in Sackcloth. See, I could run reference. I get these scriptures coming through my brain as I go through this and I sit in other places. Then look in verse 4. These are the two olive trees. This is mentioned in Zechariah chapter 4. In fact, let's turn over there. Okay? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, how many be honest and say, you were taught these were two men? I'll raise my hand first. I think a lot of us was. Okay. But they're not two men. Zechariah 4, look in verse 10. We should read the whole chapter, but I want to show you something. Look at verse 6, first of all, chapter 4, verse 6, and the King James. I'm sorry, this is the best translation going. I used all the others, but I think the King James is the most honest of all the translations. I really do. That's my conviction. But I used all of them. But in chapter 4, verse 6, then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. Now notice two things, word and spirit there. You see that? That's who's in a people. The two witnesses are the word and the spirit in a people. The anointed word. Now look in verse 10. Verse 10. For who hath despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel. With those seven, that's seven eyes like John saw in Revelation, the seven spirits of God. They are the eyes of the Lord which run to and fro through the whole earth. Now, I have a lot of scripture I could show you on that verse right here in my Bible the Lord gave me. How many know God's eyes see everything at all times? There's nothing hid before Him. Amen. Then answered I and said to him, what are these two olive trees upon the right side of the candlestick or the lampstand and upon the left side thereof? And again he said, what are these two olive branches which through the two golden pipes empty the golden oil out of themselves? I want you to see this. Two golden pipes, golden oil, going in the golden candlestick, Zechariah 4:12. Who heard what I just said? Two golden pipes, golden oil, going into the golden candlestick or the lampstand. And what is gold? It's God's divine nature. These two prophets are ministering that fullness into the church of Jesus Christ. This is Saul also with Elijah. The woman fed Elijah first. And then Elijah blessed the woman and her son. Amen? And in Revelation, the man-child comes out of the woman, and the man-child feeds her 1,260 days in the wilderness. That's what we're talking about right here. Who can hear that tonight? Hallelujah. And so, it says that these two golden pipes empty this golden oil out of themselves. Why does God fill us? That we might give out, come on, pour out to others whatever ministry we have. How many know every ministry here in this place is important tonight? I don't care what you do. It's all important. No man's got the whole ball game. Nobody's got all the truth either. Jesus does. He is the truth. Look at verse 13. He answered me and said, knowest thou not what these be? And I said, no, my Lord. That's what a lot of people would be saying today. Who are these guys? Then he said, these are the two anointed ones. Literally, Hebrew says, the sons of fresh oil. Oh, hallelujah. How many thank God for fresh oil? Amen. David said, he's going to anoint me with fresh oil. When the manna came, it was the taste of fresh oil. God's going to bring a freshness into the church. And how many know we all need it? Amen. These are the two anointed ones, the sons of fresh oil that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. What does that mean? They're waiting on God's command, no fleshly or religious activity, and thank God for that. We got a lot of fleshly ambition, don't we? Back in chapter 11 of Revelation, you'll notice it says in verse 3, God's given them this power, and he said under those two witnesses, and they're going to prophesy that 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. Sackcloth speaks of intercession, worship, praise, and all those things that go with it, which means they're in a flesh and blood body here. They're not in a glorified body. They're in a flesh and a blood body. And then he says, these, you say, how do you know? Well, I'll show you in just a minute. Look in verse 4. These are the two olive trees, referring back to Zechariah, and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. Remember what we read there. If any man will hurt them, did they try to hurt Jesus? Sure they did. They just wanted to throw him off a brow. They wanted to stone him. If any man will hurt them, fire. This is the anointed word now. This is the Holy Ghost fire. Amen. Proceeds out of their mouth. Notice that word mouth is singular. One mouth, one message. Come on, one trumpet, one sound. We got so many sounds today everywhere. How many know God's going to bring forth one sound, one message in this end time to those that are hearing? Isn't that right? You go in some camps and you got 50, you got people going every direction, got all kind of ideas. How many know the Holy Ghost has got all the true message that we need? And of course, he's just got to get us in line to hear it. Isn't that right, Robert? Hallelujah. Now notice what it says. It proceeds out of their mouth, this fire, and devoureth their enemies. I could take you to Jeremiah 5, Jeremiah 20, and show you that fire. It devours their enemies. If any man will hurt them, he's repeating himself, he must in this manner be killed. And I see that two ways without going into it. Verse 6, these have power to shut heaven. Who did that in the Old Testament? That it rain not in the days of their prophecy. How many know there's going to be some screams when people can't get some water? You think they'll be pauper if they shut up the heavens? Come on, hear me now. And have power over waters to turn them to blood? Who did that? We have never seen that in our day, have we? And to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. Well, that's the will of God. It will be in the Spirit time. Amen. And when they shall have finished their testimony. How many know Jesus said it's finished? Paul said it's finished. His testimony. And when they have finished, who wants to finish your testimony? I don't want the devil to take me out or something happen to me before I'm finished. I want to fulfill the will of God in my life in this earth before I die. Amen. Oh, glory. Somebody praise the Lord real quick. Come on, raise your hands. Praise the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I felt that electricity. Hallelujah. My, my, my. Do you feel it back there, brother? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When they shall have finished the testimony of the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit, shall what? Make war against them and shall overcome them and kill them. Well, I mean, old Paul was killed. I mean, know that all the apostles, Paul except John, were killed. Timothy was killed. But how many know they cannot be killed until they finish what God's told them to do? Amen? Listen, I know this is a true story, what I want to tell you. I have a friend that her daughter died. I think she was 11, 12, 13. And when she died, she was drowned. They were going down the Illinois River in a canoe. And her dad's a pretty good-sized man. He couldn't get the daughter out. She drowned. And this mother also was drowning. She went down under the water. And she said, when she was drowning, she was going under. She said, I thought, Lord, I was going to be part of the man-child company. And she said, at that moment, I shot to the top of the water. Hallelujah. And God spared her life. Well, I don't take that lightly when somebody tells me something like that. Amen? Hallelujah. So I believe that those that's destined to be part of this people, the devil would like to kill you and kill them, but by the grace of God, we'll live if we're part of it. Come on. And we'll finish our testimony before we lay our life down. Because I'm going to tell you, there's going to be people die. Amen? And how many know God wants to take the fear of death out of all of us? That's every one of us. Praise God. I'm not ready to die tonight or tomorrow night. Give me a few days to think about it. But it'll have to be in God's time, God's way. But it won't be until they're finished. The will of God. You know, when this happens, it's going to bring back the King of Kings. Hallelujah. And the Lord of Lords. Amen. John the Baptist was God's prophet on the scene before Jesus the first time. And these are going to be God's prophets on the scene before he comes back the next time. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Look at verse 8. And their dead bodies. Their dead bodies. John the Baptist had a dead, he was a dead corpse. And they gathered him up. You can't spiritualize that. He was dead physically. He really wasn't dead, but his body was dead. I mean, no, the body's dead without the spirit. The spirit's already gone. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street, singular, of the great city. Look in Revelation 16. Anybody learning something tonight? Good. Revelation 16. Look in verses. Oh, let me find it. Hallelujah. 19. And it says the great city was divided into three parts. How many know that Babylon is religious, it is political, and economic? And this city, now watch this, was divided in three parts, and the cities, plural, of the nations, plural, fell. And great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. Babylon is worldwide. Somebody said, well, America's Babylon. Sure, it's Babylon, but so is every other country. Amen? I've traveled abroad. I've seen Babylon abroad as well as here. It's everywhere, isn't it? You'll notice in verse 8 it says, and there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen. Is fallen. That great, come on, city. I want you to see what that city is. That great city. Because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Now let me show you how powerful that scripture is. Look in Revelation 11 now. Back to 11. And in chapter 11, look in verse, the latter part of verse 18, just the last part of verse 18. It's talking about the Lord. Should destroy them which destroy the earth. Everybody see that phrase? Destroy them which destroy the earth, or literally corrupt the earth. Now look in Revelation 19. Revelation 19, hallelujah. Look in verse 2. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore which did something. Corrupt the earth. I want to tell you, this whore, this harlot, this false church is a corrupter of the earth. And God shall destroy her. Amen? Amen. Now back to Revelation 11. So we see the great city in verse 8 of chapter 11 is Babylon. And Babylon is not just in Jerusalem. It's worldwide. Who can hear that tonight? Let me tell you, it's our traditions, it's our stinking traditions that make the word of God of none effect. You know the word traditions is mentioned 13 times, and 13 is the number of rebellion. Their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually, notice that word, is called Sodom. The word Sodom means the scorch. I mean, oh, God scorched some of them in the Old Testament. If they don't repent in this, they'll have some others that get scorched. I want to see some of them get saved. Come on. Say some of them. I mean, I'd like to see a lot of them get saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, wouldn't, and set free. I mean, oh, God will save them and deliver them if they'll turn with all their heart to the Lord. But he said, notice, their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, that's Babylon, which spiritually is called Sodom, that's uncleanness, and Egypt. What's Egypt picture of? Come on. Lust the eye, lust the flesh, pride of life. Amen? See, he says spiritually, he's talking about, he's not talking about naturally, he's talking about spiritually. Sodom, place of uncleanness, Egypt, top of the world, where also our Lord was. Where was Jesus crucified? Outside of Jerusalem. Now look in Hebrews 13. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at verse Look at verse 12, talking about Jesus here. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, outside the camp is what it means, bearing his reproach. He died in the place of reproach. What am I saying? These two witnesses die in the place of uncleanness, in the place where a picture of the world is, and where there is a reproach. Are you hearing what I'm saying tonight? And it's worldwide. It's not one locale. Back in Revelation 11, verse 9. All Christmas is coming here in Revelation 11. We see something going to happen. They're going to send presents here in a minute. And they are the people, I want you to notice, they are the people, kindreds, tongues, and nations. This is worldwide. Shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half. How many know Lazarus was in the grave? How many days? 4 days. You go past three, you're in number four. And this is 3 and a half. This is past three. And shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. They're just going to leave them out wherever they are, wherever they died. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them. Not because they loved them. And make merry, sport I guess, shall send gifts one to another. Well, they better hurry because the post office department's not very swift today. They get my mail messed up all the time. Sometimes we don't get it to 6 o'clock at night. Well, huh? And shall send gifts one to another because, here's the reason, these two prophets tormented them that dwelt on the earth. Tormented them. With the word of the Lord, they tormented them. And after 3 days and a half, notice, the Spirit of life from God. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody said the Holy Ghost is gone and everybody's raptured. I'll tell you, that's a lie. Thank God the Holy Ghost ain't going to leave any of us. Can you hear that? That's a lie to teach that doctrine. After 3 days and a half, the Spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet. Hallelujah. And great fear. How many believe God's going to save as many people in this end time as He can save? Don't you know it's going to shake some people up? Hallelujah. Those that were dead were alive again. And can't die again. Can't die. Luke 20 says they can't die again. Same people. Luke 20. We'll look at it in just a minute. And after 3 days and a half, the Spirit of life from God entered to them. They stood up on their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. Well, who saw them? Let me tell you who saw them. Kindreds, tongues, people, and nations. And they heard a great voice from heaven. Hallelujah. How many know Jesus heard that voice while He walked here on the earth? People thought one time it thundered, others said it was an angel, but Jesus knew it was the Father. Saying unto them, come up hither. And they ascended, just like Jesus. This is resurrection. How many know in resurrection, you ain't going to hold them down any longer? Hallelujah. How many know Jesus walked through doors, He ate, He could appear and disappear. And I want to tell you, they have come into that same resurrection power. Can you hear that tonight? And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud. How did Jesus go to heaven in a cloud? A cloud of glory, cloud of witnesses, whatever. And their enemies were still beholden. Their enemies. Didn't say their friends. And the same hour there was a great earthquake, and the tenth part of the city fell, and in the earthquake were slain of men 7,000. And the remnant were frightened, and notice, gave glory to the God of heaven. How many know every knee is going to bow and confess that He is Lord? Now look what follows. I don't have time to get on all this tonight about the resurrection, but I'd like to. But in verse 15, the seventh angel sounded. You know, I heard a song the other day. It says, and we'll all be gone in the twinkling of an eye. It doesn't say that at all. says we'll all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Who heard that tonight? At the last trump. Here is the last trump, verse 15. It's also mentioned in Revelation 10:7. The seventh angel sounded. And we know God's going to finish sounding the trumpets through his servants. And there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world, hallelujah, are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, that body of Christ. And he shall reign forever and ever. Now watch these verses. And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshiped God, saying, we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art, which was, and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. And the nations were angry. Is there anger in the nations today? Sure. Thy wrath is come, the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou should give reward to thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shall destroy them which destroy the earth. And the temple of God was open in heaven. And I want you to notice something. I preached on this one time, and I lost that tape. But the devil somehow destroyed that tape. I taught on lightning. How many know God's got some heavenly lightnings? He's got some heavenly bolts. Hallelujah. And it said when that temple was opened, there was seen in the temple the ark of his testimony, the testament. And there was lightnings and voices and thunderings and an earthquake and great hail. Hallelujah. Now, how many know you can't take the book of Revelation chronologically? You know why? Because if you go into chapter 12, you're going to see the same people here. Can you hear what I'm saying? Chapter 11 shows they die and they're resurrected. Chapter 12 showing them going to the throne of God, getting ready for that ministry. And we just read. You cannot take it chronologically in order. Hallelujah. How many know the scripture teaches there are those before the throne, there are those around about the throne, and there are those in the midst of the throne. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen. Praise God. And I want to tell you something. I wrote this down. You're not going into the throne on a skateboard cracking your bubble gum. Right, Robert? Better have some Juicy Fruit Loose, at least. I mean, all the natural stars are twinkling out there tonight. Hollywood stars putting on their performance. We got shooting stars go across the sky. Amen? We got these superstars that want to be out front. But how many know the Bible talks about the falling stars in Revelation 12 and wandering stars? But I want to tell you, we need to know the morning star tonight. His name is Jesus. How many know he's the star? I said, he's the star. Hallelujah. And how are we going to enter that Holy of Holies? How long have we been going, Glenn? Okay, good. Thanks. Get it from the boss, I can go on. Hebrews chapter 9. Let's turn there. I'll just give you a few things here. How many thank God for the blood of Jesus tonight? How many know by that blood we can enter into that Holy of Holies? Hebrews 9. I want to give you several scriptures here. Hebrews 9:12. Neither by the blood of goats or calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Then in verse 14, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through what? The eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Then look in 10:19. 10:19 it says, having therefore, brethren, boldness or confidence to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. And there's a people that will enter into that Holy of Holies because of the precious blood of our Lord. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Chapter 4, verse 16 says this, 4:16 of Hebrews, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. How do we do it? By the blood of Jesus, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Well, We're in a time of need today. We need the blood of Jesus in order to have boldness to enter into. Hebrews 6. I mean, oh, there's a hope that's called the anchor of the soul that reaches, there's an expectancy that reaches behind the veil. Are you hearing me? Look in Hebrews 6, verse 19. Which hope, and he's talking about this hope up in verse 11, but in verse 19, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul. Hallelujah. How many know that's the helmet of salvation?
Amen.
Yeah, it is. Both sure, steadfast, which entereth into that within the veil. Who's got an expectancy to enter the veil? Next verse. Whether the forerunner is for us entered in, even Jesus, made a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Hallelujah. Jesus has entered in by his blood, and we're going to enter in by his blood. Hallelujah. And we have a hope. That is the helmet or the anchor of the soul that reaches into that place. There's an expectancy in a people that they're going to enter in. And how many know they're going to go on in? Hallelujah. They are. Now look in Revelation 12. Who wants to take the throne tonight? Do you? Look in Revelation 12, verse 4. It says, and his tail, which is the false prophet minister Isaiah 9 tells us, drew the third part of the stars of heaven, did cast them to the earth, and the dragon stood before the church of the woman that was ready to be what? Delivered to devour her child as soon as it was. And she brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations. Revelation 2 tells you it's the overcomers. Notice now, what's this? With a rod of iron, her child was called up unto God and to his throne. Now, what am I saying? There is going to come a persecution against this man-child. The devil's going to seek to kill this man-child as soon as it's born. When that fullness enters the man-child people, the devil's coming at him with full force. But how many know God's going to take him higher? Hallelujah. Persecution is going to come at this man-child, but God will take him higher to the throne. Can you hear that? Now, that's not something just way out there. It's already happening now. If you're destined to be in this people. Amen?
Amen?
Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, Leviticus 16. Leviticus 16. We see on the Day of Atonement, something happened. Praise you, Jesus. Leviticus 16. Look at verse 12. It says, and he, the priest, shall take a censer full of burning coals of fire. And notice where this fire came from. Off of the altar of God. This is on the earth now. Before the Lord, and his hands full of sweet incense. Picture worship, praise, intercession. Beaten small. How many know God wants us to go down again? And if we start crying out to God, how many know humility and brokenness will come? And God will hear and answer the smallest prayer. You believe that? Hallelujah. Hands full of sweet incense, beaten small, and bring it. Where? Within the veil. Somebody's going to enter in with that double hands full. And receive a double portion. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? Elijah promised that to Elisha when they crossed Jordan. And Elisha never received it till he went across. And once he went across, he asked for it. And he said, you asked a hard thing. Amen? He said, if you see me go, you'll receive. How many know Elijah went to heaven and the mantle came down? Jesus went to heaven, and the mantle came down, the Holy Ghost. And there were 50 people, sons of the prophets, also watching. Afar off. I mean, no, that's Pentecost. Somebody call them fruit inspectors and bird watchers. I don't know. But they watched from afar off. I want to tell you something. It's time to draw nigh. Amen. And so it says here, he shall put the incense upon the fire before the Lord, that the cloud of the incense may cover the mercy seat that's upon the testimony, that he die not. How many know there's no way you can run into that Holy of Holies any way you want to? God had an order in the Old Testament. God has an order now. How many know it's called the Holy of Holies? Double holy. Double portion. Amen? Amen. Sweet incense, beaten small. And how many know the more we pray, the smaller we get in our eyes, and Jesus gets bigger. Don't shut me down. It's true. Now, look over just a minute to Exodus 25. Oh, hallelujah. Exodus 25. Look in verse 18. God tells here to Moses to make these two cherubims of gold. Put them on the mercy seat. In verse 19, he said, make one cherub on the one end, the other cherub on the other end. Even of the mercy seat shall you make the cherubims on the two ends thereof. And the cherubim shall stretch forth their wings on high. I mean, see, that's worship. Covering the mercy seat with their wings, and their faces shall what? Look one to another. That's fellowship. And as notice this, towards the mercy seat shall the faces of the cherubims be. And God said in verse 22, once they stretch forth their wings and their faces are looking towards another, towards the mercy seat, then there he said, I will meet with thee and I will commune. Oh, hallelujah. With thee from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubims and so forth. So here's what I'm saying. Hallelujah. Out of worship and fellowship flows divine revelation. How many want revelation in your life from the Holy Ghost? You've got to begin to work. You and I have got to begin to worship the Lord. And begin not only to worship the Lord, fellowship the Lord, and fellowship one another. And God said, I will commune with thee from, he's telling Moses this, from above the mercy seat. Praise God. How many know that? Somebody said, I heard a man say this one time, that God lived in a three-room house, outer court, holy place, and most holy. And how many know that in the most holy place, there's a loving room, and there's a living room, and God had only one seat there, and that's the mercy seat. But how many know he had something else in the Holy of Holies? He had a fireplace. Because our God is a consuming fire. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. My, I got so much I want to get into. Hallelujah. Jesus. One other scripture. Turn with me to the book of Psalms. Hallelujah. 91. Jesus. I'm going to skip over all the other here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Psalms 91. We all sing it. I know many quote it and say they're there, but I want to tell you something. We hadn't got there yet. If we think we are, we've deceived ourselves. But thank God we're heading that way, aren't we? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say to the Lord, he's my refuge, my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. And well, it goes right on. Notice, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The word dwelleth means to sit down. So he that will sit down. What are you doing when you're sitting down? You're resting. He that will sit down in the secret place. The word secret there is setur in the Hebrew, and it's the Holy of Holies. So he that will sit down in the Holy of Holies of the Most High, who lives in the most holy place, right? Shall what? Abide. And that word abide means a lodging place for the night. Nighttime's coming. Midnight's coming. Under that submission, the shadow, the effulgence of the glory of the Almighty. I'm going to read it again. He that will sit down in the Holy of Holies of the Most High shall have a lodging place under the effulgence of the glory of the Almighty. Hallelujah. That is the Holy of Holies. Hallelujah. Amen. So much more I can go into. But I want to stop there. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Let's stand. Praise you, Jesus. We appreciate you, Lord, tonight. Appreciate the people of God here tonight. Hallelujah. We have a few books and tapes on the table back there. Deal with some of these things if you want to get them later. But I tell you, we need to be a Holy of Holies people. And we need to be seeking God for to enter into that realm. Amen? And we know we're living too low tonight. We've got to get up higher. Father, we thank you tonight for the Lord Jesus. You have provided by your blood that we could enter in. We thank you for the blood tonight, Lord, that you have chosen a people to enter into that realm. And God, I thank you for those who are living or even yet shall live, who will enter into that fullness. And I pray for that people tonight, whoever and wherever they are. And Lord God, we just ask God that you would help those that's destined for this realm, Lord, to come forth in this hour, to be obedient to the Holy Spirit, to hear your voice, and to move in the Spirit. Jesus, we thank you that you are our example. You are the forerunner, and you've entered in, and Lord, you said we could enter in now. Hallelujah. And we thank you for that opportunity to entering into life. And Lord, we believe there's a people destined for life in this hour, the fullness of life. And we know it's that straight and narrow road. Help us, Lord, tonight to submit, to surrender, as the prophetic word said tonight, to surrender to the Lord himself, to his lordship. Forgive us, Lord, when we have not. We ask you to help us to bow our will to you, Lord, and surrender. We ask it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's praise him tonight. Praise the Lord tonight. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you tonight, Lord. Kila brasayandela brasoyandela brahaya. Kila brasayanda brahaya. Let's sing in the Spirit. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, Lord, and praise you, Lord. Kila brasayanda brahayandela brosi. Kila brasayandela brasayandela brasayanda. Kila brasianda braso yandele brasianda hai. Lord, we worship you, Lord, and we praise you, Lord. We bow before thee, O Lord. We praise thee, O Lord. Oh, we love you, Lord. We trust in you, O Lord. We trust in you, O Lord. We trust in you, O Lord. We trust, we trust, we trust. We trust in thee, O Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We glorify your name, O Lord. Praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody has a word of the Lord, obey the Holy Spirit tonight. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Father. We love you, Lord. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Oh.
For my people, I would say that the secret of the Lord is with those who fear him.
Yes, yes.
I would say unto you that if you fear me, then I will pluck your feet out of the net. For I say the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom.
Yes.
If you desire to understand my word and the things of the Spirit that I say, then you must fear me and you must move in the Spirit.
Yes.
For look not upon the things which are physical, for they are temporal, and they shall pass away. But look upon those things which are spiritual, for they are eternal and shall live forever.
Yes.
For I would say that my words are spirit, and my words are life.
Yes.
Learn to live in the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, think in the Spirit, and talk in the Spirit, and then my communion with you shall be pure and holy, and you shall learn of me.
See? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for the word of the Lord. Praise God. Anyone else have a word from the Lord tonight? Obey the Spirit. Hallelujah, we praise you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Praise you, praise you, praise you, Lord. Oh, cause the body to come forth, Lord. Praise.
Praise the Lord. Praise you, Lord. By the Holy Ghost. I want to call up just pray for her. I may have a word, I don't know, but I want Linda Sutter and I want Louie. I want you to come. Let me pray for you. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Come right on, Linda. Praise God. Reach your hands out towards Linda. Praise you, Jesus. Father, we lift up Sister Sutter tonight. We thank you for Linda's dedication, Father. We thank you, Lord, for using our sister. Lord, we believe that your hand's upon Linda. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for life that flows through into her and through her, Lord. And I ask that you minister tonight to our sister, Lord. I ask the Spirit of God, Lord, to bring forth truth and revelation through Linda in this hour. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you've given her straight feet to walk in the straight pathway. And that, Lord, you shall direct every step and every area and wherever she goes, Lord, the Holy Spirit will direct her steps. We thank you that her feet are shod tonight with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And we declare no weapon formed against her will ever prosper. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. And Lord, we just speak comfort to her heart and life and strength now. And we ask that you would strengthen Linda, Lord, from the throne of God. We ask you to pour in that liquid love and power and anointing into Linda's life. Father, we smite every foe and every enemy that stood against her, Lord God. And we thank you that you have put the belt of truth upon her. Oh, hallelujah. And Lord, you're putting upon her this helmet of salvation. Oh, Jesus, we thank you tonight. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you honor and praise. Hallelujah. And Lord, I pray and I believe that Linda is destined for that double portion. Hallelujah. Lord, I just sense it in the Spirit as Elisha received it. I believe that Linda, Lord, desires it, and I believe she'll walk in it in your time. Lord, in your time, in the name of Jesus. And I just speak that into existence by faith. Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
By faith tonight, Lord, I speak it into existence. That Linda shall be one who'll walk into that double portion ministry.
Amen.
And Father, I thank you. And I thank you that you're anointing her tongue with words of life. Hallelujah. To others, Lord. I thank you that, Lord, you've anointed her tongue to prophesy the word of the Lord and to speak life and healing to others. Father, I thank you for her now. And I ask that you dig her ear tonight and give her sharp hearing for this hour. Lord, I command all the darkness to flee and the light to come. I break any chains, any bondages, Lord, that would hinder Linda. And Lord, I just speak now, Lord, and she goes free in the name of Jesus, in the liberty of the Holy Ghost,
hallelujah,
and in the unity and oneness and the purpose of God. And I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, for going with her in her travels as she goes back to Europe. Lord, in your time, I just ask you to go with her. Germany just comes before me, Linda. Hallelujah. Lord, I just believe in Jesus' name that you'll open up doors in your time in Germany. Yes. Praise the Lord.
That's right.
That you, oh, glory. Mm. That you will fill her, Lord. That you will show her, Lord, by the Holy Ghost, those areas, those towns, those villages where she's to enter into in Europe, Lord. And, Lord, I thank you for those that will go with her. I thank you for the team that you'll send with her, Lord, to stand with her in intercession. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. It'll be so. Hallelujah. It'll be so. Let's praise the Lord for Brother Louis. Amen. Hallelujah. I've known Louis a long time. Father, I pray for Louis tonight. I ask the Holy Ghost to minister life to Louis's body. I ask you to give him strength in the physical man tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Give him many days. Give him divine energy and health. Oh, hallelujah. Let health flow into Brother Louis tonight, Father. And much encouragement, strength to flow into him. I thank you for bringing him and Helen here to this camp meeting this time. And Father, I ask the Holy Spirit to minister life to him and encouragement to him tonight, Lord. Lord, if he's been hurt or discouraged in the past, I ask you, Lord, to lift those heavy burdens off of him. And Lord, I ask you to give him joy and give him a merry heart for this hour. I speak that in Jesus' name, Father. And I thank you for giving him a hearing ear to hear the Holy Ghost. Lord, you said we'd hear the Spirit behind us saying, this is the way, walk you in it when you turn to the left and when you turn to the right. Lord, keep him on the straight and narrow. We pray, God, and Lord, I pray let him and Helen's life be joyous in this end time. Lord, and let them fulfill the will of God and move in the direction of the Spirit of God. I thank you for him. I just, again, thank you, Lord, for ministering to him. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just see the Lord coming over you, hovering over you, the Spirit of God coming upon you and ministering to your spirit. And the Lord says, be not discouraged, be not disheartened, for I, the Lord, have heard your cry. I've heard your petition, and I've heard your desire, and I shall fulfill it, saith the Lord. And I shall give you the very desires of your heart. For yea, your desires are my desires, and I shall fulfill that which I've spoken even in the past. It shall yet come to pass. So know that that which I've spoken, it shall be. And I shall fulfill every word, saith the Lord. And yea, thou shalt see a performance of it, and thou shalt know that God does live, and that which he said, he is able to perform, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's praise him. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise God. And Lord, I just lift up Helen back here and ask you to minister life to Helen. At this time, Lord, she just lost her brother a week or so ago, 2 weeks ago. Friend of mine, too. Let's reach back to Helen, just her hands. Just reach back and touch Helen tonight and just strengthen her in her inner man. Touch her children. Touch her grandchildren. We thank you for life entering into both of them, Lord, and into their family. Lord, we just pray the Holy Ghost will get a hold of their children. My children, all of our children here tonight. Hallelujah. And our grandchildren as well, Lord. And turn them upside down for Jesus. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, you going to sing another, Robert? Let's sing another one. Is that all right? Praise God. God bless. Let me appreciate Robert. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let him that hath an ear to hear, let him hear. Have you heard tonight? Hallelujah. Isn't he good? Isn't he good? Hasn't the Lord done all he said he would? He died on Calvary so we could be set free. Isn't he good? Isn't he good? Oh, isn't he good? Isn't he good? Hasn't the Lord done all he said he would? He died on Calvary so we could be set free. Isn't he good? Isn't he good? You know, that sums it up. Isn't he good? Hasn't the Lord done all he said he would? I'll challenge you to tell me different. If you've been obedient to the Lord, since you followed him, he's done everything he promised he said he would do. He died on Calvary so we could be set free. Isn't he good? Isn't he good? Oh, isn't he good? Isn't he good? Hasn't the Lord done all he said he would? He died on Calvary so we could be set free. Isn't he good? Isn't he good? One more time. Oh, isn't he good? Oh, isn't he good? Hasn't the Lord done all he said he would? He died on Calvary so we could be set free. Isn't he good? Isn't he good? Isn't he good? Isn't he good? Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
It's a privilege to worship you, Jesus. It's a thrill to give you our praise. It's an honor to stand in your presence and to glorify your name.
it's a privilege to worship you, Jesus. It's a thrill to give you our praise. It's an honor to stand in your presence and to glorify your precious name. Sing it with me now. It's a privilege to worship you, Jesus. It's a thrill to give you our praise. It's an honor to stand in your presence and to glorify your precious name.
It's a privilege. The Bible says, let us therefore offer a sacrifice of praise. How many Elijah's sacrifices? Not the leftovers. It's the first fruits. The sacrifice is not your least, it's your best. It's a privilege to worship you, Jesus. I've never lost the thrill of being in the ministry. Did you know that? Never lost the excitement of serving Jesus on a full-time basis. Now, I know everybody can do it, but I do it, and he's made a way for me, and I've never lost the thrill. I've never lost the sense it is a privilege for me. It's not a case that, you know, oh, God, you lucky Savior, look what I'm giving to you. No, 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 no. It's a privilege to worship you, Jesus. It's a thrill to be able to give you our praise. My, my, my. When you think about it, you and I, the dust of the earth, we can praise and magnify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That's a thrill this tonight. That's a thrill. Let's stand and sing it now. It's a privilege.
Oh, it's a privilege to worship you, Jesus. It's a thrill to give you our praise.
It's an honor.
It's an honor to stand in your presence and to glorify your precious name.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.